Presenting Second Generation, an exciting new panel show featuring the sons and daughters of famous people. And here is your host, the master of the spoken word, moderator deluxe, Jack McCoy.
Thank you, dear friends, for that spontaneous applause. And welcome to Second Generation. We have a very distinguished panel to help us play the game. Let's meet them in a hurry. To my right, the very beautiful movie star, Miss Barbara Hale. You're a very beautiful Miss Hale. You should know right off the bat. To her right, the very famous sports writer from the Los Angeles Times news type paper, Mr. Dick Hyland. And our last and certainly very distinguished member of our panel is a very famous actor, Broadway, Hollywood, television, movies and all, Mr. Hans Conried. I believe that takes care of the opening scene formalities, doesn't it, Mr. Conried?
Reasonably.
Ms. Hale?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hyland?
I'm not going to disagree this early in the play.
Thank you, sir. Now, the idea of Second Generation is very simple. We have some very famous children of some very famous parents here. It will be the panel's job, through clues we give them, to try to figure out who the famous parent of the second generation ite is here tonight. The son or daughter is the object panel for you to try to attach a famous mother or father to. Is that clear?
Yes, but it's not grammatical.
Well, some of us just didn't, you know, Hans. Now, the way the visiting personality offspring can benefit by this panel is that after we show you one object and you fail by 30-second guesses to figure out how the famous person is attached to the object.
Yes.
What'd he say? Then we will give a $25 bond to the Junior X, as we shall call them. If it takes another object and you still do not guess the famous parent, we will give them a $50 bond. If we have to go to the third object and you still haven't figured out who the famous parent is, we will award our visiting offspring a $100 savings bond. That's the way the game is played. May we meet our first Junior Mystery X, please. Would you come in? Have a seat there. This is a young man, and he is a very handsome young man, and we will call him Junior X for the moment. Now, panel, we are going to give you 30-second intervals. Here is the first clue, and let's see if you can figure out who the famous father is by the clues we will give you. Number one in the first clue, I hold in front of you, you see it here very plainly, a doll's house with a lighted candle on top like a birthday cake. That is clue number one. We will start with Mr. Hans Conried. 30 seconds, Hans.
A doll's house with a birthday cake, a candle on the top. House on famous fireman.
This is not true.
Famous cake eater.
No.
Candle monger, writer.
No, I should tell you that these are not specifically an idea of the profession of the famous father. These are merely clues that would lead to the name, Hans. Maybe they heard your voice, Mr. Junior X. Why don't you say hello to the panel?
How do you do, panel?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Has a charming voice.
That's what I figured. All right, let's go to Miss Barbara Hale. Barbara, you go right ahead. We have a doll's house in front of you, panel, with a lighted candle on top, looking something like a birthday cake.
Well, I'm lost, shall we say?
What's the first name? Bill Lost? No, that is the bit.
Ibsen. The Doll's House Association, rather than a literary joke, but it didn't go over.
All right, let's skip along to Dick Hyland. Maybe on this first show we'll have to sort of feel our way, as it were, through the format.
Well, then...
Go ahead, Dick, see if you can resolve this. We have a Doll's House...
That candle is out. It's casting no light at all.
All right, then, I'll tell you what it'll do. We'll give you a break. You have just won a $25 savings bond there, young man.
Well, thank you.
We will go to our second clue. I have here in front of you, panel, a 10-pin.
Aha! Well, that's pretty, pretty succinct now, Jack.
You have it, huh?
You have it. Well,
go ahead, Mr. Conrad.
I'm so glad.
The boy's name is the candle is either Wicks or Waxman or...
Wicks,
House.
Waxman.
The 10-pin, if you think, will give you a clue as to the something about the famous father in this case.
Is there something about? Is he a sportsman in sports? A bowler?
Well, not directly.
Well, he bowls.
Would the public immediately associate your father with Pele?
They don't connect him as a sportsman in the bowling field, though.
Is he in the theatrical world?
Yes, he is.
A performer?
Yes, entertainer.
Miss Barbara Hale.
Does your father work, can we be specific, in pictures?
No, he doesn't. He has done a picture or two, but you wouldn't connect him with pictures.
Wouldn't connect him.
And now, panel, you're drifting away from our 10-pin here. That's the connection we want to get with the ultimate.
We have to stay with the 10 pin and get knocked over with it.
No, we're stuck with this pin.
Mr. Dick Hyland, go ahead.
I can't think of an actor that...
Did we show the audience?
With the audience.
The audience, you know, don't you, audience? Don't you, audience?
Tell us.
Well, hush. All right, Dick, go ahead.
Well, the clues aren't very intelligent.
That's a direct rebuff of our producer, and we certainly will stand for no more of those.
The panel doesn't seem to be enhancing the situation either.
All right, you've gone past your second time limit on these panel, and young man, you are now the possessor of a $50 savings bond.
The show's getting better all the time.
I enjoy it myself. All right, panel, and here comes your third and final clue as to the identification of this young man's famous father. I hold before you, and isn't it attractive, audience? A chain.
A chain.
Did it rattle?
Ordinary chain.
A chain. Mr. Dick Hyland, let's start with you.
Tire chain?
Pardon?
A tire chain? An anchor chain? What kind of a chain? I can't
see
it very
Dick,
well from here.
It's a chain. A large chain.
Just a common, ordinary old chain.
He's obviously an entertainer that opens...
Is he a writer?
Small
chain of theater?
Small chain store, so small that you can't afford a light, they use a candle.
No, he owns theaters.
Why don't you tell him the chain has something to do with the name itself?
Link.
Yeah.
Link.
Elmo Lincoln comes to my mind.
Barbara Hale.
Linkletter, Art Linkletter.
That's right, absolutely. Panel members, I would like for you to meet officially the very handsome 6 feet 2 inch, I believe 17-year-old or 18 now.
17.
17-year-old son of Mr. Art Linkletter, Jack Linkletter.
Thank you.
Jack, we're certainly pleased to have you here. I understand you have your own show now, is that right?
That's correct. I have Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4.
That's right. What kind of a show is it,
well,
Jack?
Well, it's a variety type disc jockey show.
Where is it? And I don't think you're allowed to say it.
Oh, it's another network, yes.
Which one? And I don't think you're allowed to say it.
The other network or really another
it's
network?
The other network.
Oh, I see.
It's over there on KFIG.
That's right.
Well, panel, do you have any questions about this young man's family or famous father you'd like to ask him before he leaves?
I would like to know what the first clue was.
Where's that doll show?
What's the doll show?
The house party. The house party show.
What,
oh,
his house?
Very amusing.
Party, birthday party.
Why, of course, Art Linkletter's house party is one of the most famous of all programs. Any other questions, panel?
Nothing we can't discuss openly, no. I'll ask Mr. Linkletter. He's an older man.
Well, Jack, have you wanted to be in show business for a while? Did you follow your dad, or what's your idea for wanting to be a disc jockey or that big show over there?
Well, I don't know. I've always been around the business, and I've always enjoyed doing shows with Dad, and I just decide this is what I want to do, and so he's given me my first chance, and now I just have to pull through.
You enjoy it, and you like it. How about your other brothers? I understand there are 5 of you at your house.
Yeah, the other kids are all younger. They still want to be firemen and Indian chiefs, but someday, I don't know, no dancers yet.
Well, Jack Linkletter, we certainly thank you. A $50 savings bond is yours. I know everyone here has certainly enjoyed meeting the very wonderful son of a famous guy and a good pal of ours, Art Linkletter. The panel is pleased that you're here, and they didn't guess who you were. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Well, awfully late in the game. Thank you, Jack Linkletter.
Thank
Come back and see you.
Thank you.
All right, panel, may we meet our second mystery, Junior X. Would you come in, please? Very lovely young lady wearing a mask to conceal her identity from any panelists who might perchance notice a family resemblance. How do you do?
How do you do?
Would you say hello to the panel so they can...
Hello, panel.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
It's good.
Let's not overdo it, panel there. All right, panel, let's start through. You were not too hip, as it were, on those first ones. They were awfully easy clues, actually, too.
You might say we weren't too hip, no, Ron.
So here we go. Let's see if by these clues you can guess the identity of this young lady's very famous father. Shall we? Clue number one. I hold before you, panel, a Stanford emblem. From
Well, there are very few actors who went to college, so...
Stanford University, the emblem...
Well, Lloyd Nolan's not a bad one.
Yeah, pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. We'll start with Miss Barbara Hale. You go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I would say, along with Hans, that probably your father's in the sports world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't have to play anymore, then.
Can we ask the game? Football?
Yes, he does.
Well, I'm getting warm. Help.
I have a name. Red Grave. Beyond that, all is silence.
You just barely missed, Hans. So go ahead with a few questions and see how close you can come. The Stanford emblem is before you. Now, try to associate, panel. You have here a Stanford emblem.
Yes,
know.
And he plays football.
What year?
This is not too uncommon.
I've seen a Stanford emblem. I've never seen a football game.
Let's go to Mr. Dick Hyland, who writes about football all the time.
When did he go to Stanford? What was his class?
That's pretty nosy, I think, right
well,
there.
Well, I know it.
Are we allowed to answer that? I should check with production on that. When did he go to Stanford? We didn't even say he went to Stanford, did we? Well, let's say he went to Stanford. All righty. He went to Stanford. Next question.
Yeah, but what class? What year?
We didn't keep up
with
him.
Oh, you're not going to answer that one.
Just he played hockey, a hooky.
Well, he's obviously old enough to be this young lady's father, so that puts him in the class of 30.
All right, Miss Barbara Hale, you have...
Don't insult her.
We're digressing considerably from the rehearsed format, panelists. We vowed we'd take 30 seconds apiece and not step on each other's lines. You recall? Now, Miss Barbara Hale, you go right ahead.
Is he playing at present?
No, he isn't.
Is he associated in as an announcer or any other line in the sports world?
No, he is not. I'm sorry. Panel, the first round is up. You have just won a $25 savings bond, young lady. We will now go to the clue number two. I hold before you your second clue, panel, and here it is. A sign which reads 73-0. 73-0. That is your second clue. Mr. Hans Conried.
Well, he was obviously in the class of 73. Rather older man than I thought. May I inquire, is the gentleman, your father, in business now?
Yes, he is.
Is he in business here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Then your home is here. Is it the real estate business?
No.
Oil?
No.
Is he a lawyer?
Miss Barbara Hale.
He could have studied that at college, couldn't he? Yes, I suppose.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, we've named about every...
Just be charming. Just fill in 30 seconds with
charm. I'd rather like to know about you, Barbara. What do you do?
I'm a serious member now, Hans.
73-0.
Well, that's just...
It's impressive.
It's
impressive.
It's a game, evidently, the score.
It has all the earmarks of having been a game, yes, 73-0.
It could be a criminal number, you know, one of these en face, en profit.
How about Mr. Hyland, our
sports expert? Well, 73-0 was the score of the last UCLA-Stanford football game.
Was that 73, Dick?
Yeah, 72-0.
I thought it was closer to 72, but that's pretty close.
But that was up in there anyway. So 73-0 doesn't mean anything particularly.
All right, that means
and
that
is your father a lawyer?
No, he is not.
Yeah. What is he?
You have now won a $50 savings bond, young lady, and we go to the third and final clue for our outstanding panel here. Here it is, panel. I hold before you as your
outstanding.
Third.
You mean we should be outstanding, not sitting down here.
Not tonight, you just want to be outstanding. Is it still raining, audience? You can answer. It's all right. Thank you. Now we come to our third clue, and here it is. I hold before you a long piece, or it could be a short piece, but this one is a long piece, of rope.
Give a panel enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Yes, I know.
Now, I have a rope here. This is the third clue about this young lady's father. Not his profession, but his name.
Toes.
Mr. Dick Hyatt.
You know any toe-headed football players?
Rope. You're pretty warm on this football routine. Why don't you go ahead with that?
Rope. He
was in the line.
Well, no, actually, he was, but that has nothing to do with the...
A toe-headed member of the line. Can't be Chuck Taylor's daughter.
What do you get the toe?
All right, we have a piece of rope here. Yeah. There might be some other names for rope, you know.
Cord, line, string, manila, hemp.
Hemp fool?
I beg your pardon?
Hemp fool.
That's right, hemp fool. You unmask now, Suzanne?
That's who it is, all the
time. Ladies and gentlemen of the panel and audience, Miss Suzanne Poole, the daughter of the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, Mr. Hampton Poole. And here she is. Suzanne, no, you stay right here because we want the panelists to ask you some questions.
Oh, now I know what that 73 to nothing was.
What was it, Dave?
That was the Chicago Bears score.
In Washington?
In Washington, Redskins.
That's right.
Oh.
Back in 1940, I think it was December the 8th, as I recall, and Hamp Poole intercepted a touchdown, I think, in that game, scored a touchdown, didn't he? He was a real, real fine football player and one of the greatest. Pam, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask Suzanne here about her famous father?
What's the old man say about the game Sunday?
Wow.
I think Dick is speaking of the game where the Los Angeles Rams beat the 49ers 42-31.
No, the next Sunday.
Huh?
The last one we know about. We read it in the paper.
Oh, I see it.
But the second one, should we take the points or give them?
He's scared, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Suzanne, do you follow the games closely yourself?
Mm-hmm, pretty closely.
Watch them all?
Yep.
Did you watch last Sunday's game on television?
It's one I didn't see, I'm afraid.
Why didn't you watch? Is he a nice guy to live with when he loses?
Oh, wait, what'd you say, Dick?
Is he a nice guy to live with when he loses?
Well, it just depends. Well, I'd say so.
Depends on one point or a big one.
All right, thank you very much. It's a very what are you going to do with yourself? What are your plans for your future life, Suzanne?
Well, I'm not really sure as yet.
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 13.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Certainly attractive young lady for 13. Where do you go to school?
Holmes Junior High.
You don't know what you're going to do yet, huh?
No, I don't.
You want to be a football coach, huh?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I want to be a player.
Thank you, Suzanne Poole. It's certainly nice to have had you on our program.
Thanks.
Come back. Suzanne Poole, everyone. Panel, should I move these clues closer to you? Are you seeing them all right?
Very clearly.
All right, and here is our next junior Mystery X guest. Have a seat there, young man. Very well-dressed, sartorially perfect, I would say. Say hello to the panel there, would you please, sir?
How you doing?
Come on over here so a microscope can pick you up here. Say, go ahead. How do you do? Isn't he well-dressed, panel?
Well-spoken.
Do you know who he is right away?
Oh, of course.
You have a good voice, hasn't he?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This young man has a very, very famous father. And tonight's dad night, you know. So he has a very famous father. We'll give you some clues. You try by the clues to identify the name of his very famous father. Here we go. I hold before you clue number one. A set of blueprints.
The young man's father's an architect?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
The dean of all architects the world over?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Not that one, eh? Has he some rather outstanding edifices to his credit in this city?
Yes, he does.
Are they both residential and commercial in nature?
No, just commercial.
Oh, that's a good architect.
Yeah, that's the kind to get you.
Big money. Just trouble with the board of directors on your design.
Miss Barbara Hale, would you go next, please?
Well, I'm so busy trying to see if there's any resemblance to the father.
Oh, you know some architects.
Dick, go ahead.
Dick Hyland, here we go.
Has he got a partner?
Yes, he does.
Piera?
Yes, he does.
Where's the panel?
Jerry Lockman.
Lockman.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and unmask. Jimmy Lockman.
Mr. James Lockman, whose father is one of the most outstanding architects in the world. And
indeed he is.
Isn't he? Sure.
No,
he is the gentleman who designed the very famous CBS.
Oh, what you said, we've been trying to avoid it now for 60 seconds.
Mr. Charles Lockman, his father, a very, he designed the, and what is the residential structure you were talking about, Hans?
No, there are none.
I thought a tremendous hotel he was in the,
No, that's
that would be commercial.
That's the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo, and that's like quite right.
I understand. All right. Well, Jimmy, we're certainly pleased to have you here. You look like you might be going to college. Are you a college?
Yes, I am. I go to SC.
You do, hey? Say, I'm glad to have you here. Dick kind of wanted to ask you something about the SC-UCLA game, didn't you, Dick?
How many points do you want?
How many are you giving?
No more than I have to.
And I'm taking all I can get.
You're going to need them.
Do you participate in athletics at all, Jim?
Not anymore, I don't know.
What do you do? What is your ambition?
I'm in architecture school there.
Uh-huh. What year are you in SC?
Second year.
Uh-huh. Hans, Barbara, any questions you'd like to know about the home life of this very...
Wish him well. He's doing a...
Isn't it
very important work?
I probably shouldn't bring this up, but because you strike me as being very well dressed, and what's the outlook on the romantic future, Jim?
I'm single and intend to stay that way for a while.
That doesn't answer a thing, Jim. Going to stay that way for a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, all righty, audience. Do you have a question you'd like to ask, Mr. Jim? What is that, sir?
He's the nephew of a famous football player.
Is that true?
One of the greatest quarterbacks in professional football.
You are the nephew?
One of my nephew, a cousin.
Cousin Rob.
What was his name?
Sid Lockman.
Sid Lockman.
Oh, are you Sid? Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. He was one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Well, Jimmy Lockman, we certainly appreciate your coming down. As I understand, you didn't, well, let's give this young man a $25 savings bond.
Oh, yes.
Shall we?
Do it. He buys up a drawing board in the shop.
Thank you, Jimmy Lockman, for coming down. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much. And here comes another mystery guest, a very beautiful...
I'm not interested in this girl's antecedents.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Very attractive, beautiful young lady. Would you lean over and say hello to our panel, please?
Hello, panel.
Oh, that's maddening.
Oh, let me see. I have to do a little research work. Here we go. Lost track of my ad-libs for just a moment. Panel, we are going to give you three. Are you a comfortable guest? Junior X?
I'm very comfortable. I was just looking at my son up there.
Panel, if you can't figure who the young lady's famous father is, you can may be excused and run up and ask her son. So here we go. I'll give you three clues. You try by the clues to identify her famous father. And still, we're on the father side. I hold before you, panel, a football helmet and a pair of shoulder pads. We start with Mr. Hans Conried.
You'd better start with the gentleman at the other end of the table. Is this gentleman a football player, has been?
Never.
Well, that's a help, miss. That's a help. Is he an entertainer?
Yes.
An actor?
Yes.
He's played a football player at times.
Yes, he has.
Ah, an American-type actor. Now, just a moment. Never played football before he became an actor?
No.
That's not Johnny Mac Brown.
5 seconds.
Does he play these roles currently, young football players?
No, he does not.
Barbara Hale.
He was, it was a very famous role for him.
Yes, it was.
Is it a current picture?
No.
You mean by that a picture about currents?
Who is in Brown of Harvard?
We have a pair of shoulder pads and a football helmet, panel. Can you see them all right from where you're sitting?
I can't get my eyes off her.
Dick Hyland, go ahead.
Was he born in San Francisco?
No, he wasn't.
I'm stumped.
All right, we've passed our first round then by your saying you're stumped, Mr. Hyland, so you are now the possessor of a $25 savings bond, Junior X, sir. We go to clue number two. I hold before you, panel, another clue, and a very good one. An optometrist chart. Uh-huh. An optometrist's chart, a very definite clue to the identity of her famous father.
What was he held up?
An optometrist's chart, EAO, and it gets way down to 2020, and then beyond that I can't see.
This is a clue. A lot of these give you...
The gentleman, your father, this optometrist chart has to do with an outstanding performance or a characterization?
A characterization.
The characterization, was it medical? Was he a doctor?
No, he was not.
Was he a blind man?
No.
Miss Barbara Hale.
Was he a man of letters?
No.
Well...
Come on. Did he play football or
no.
was he
was,
no, I mean in the picture, or was it just a picture about football?
He played football in the picture.
Wish they'd get on something I knew about.
We're coming to it next, Dick. All right, go ahead, Dick Hyland. An optometrist.
Dave's thing, that baby in the balcony stops me. I can't...
I didn't mean to throw you.
I can't get that grandfather...
Oh, a great many players extend themselves 3 or 4 generations. There is a vitality about many of them, Dave, that you don't realize.
Let's have the third clue.
All right, that means that you are now the possessor of a $50 savings bond.
Baby's getting shoes tonight.
All right. I might ask the age of the child, but that wouldn't solve the identity of the father here at all. So here is our third clue, and of course this one will, I think, bring it pretty much to the point. Panel, I hold before you now a Shriner's hat.
Oh.
Oh.
Mr. Lloyd.
That's right.
Oh, for God's sake.
Harold Lloyd. Our guest is the very beautiful, and I use the word
should've.
In all of its glory, the very beautiful daughter, Peggy Lloyd.
She's the one you had to put the thing on because I know her.
Oh, did you, Dave?
Didn't know very well,
obviously. Sure, we know each other very well.
Mr. Harold Lloyd, one of the finest entertainers our country has ever known. Well, panel, you know Peggy, so go ahead, converse, ask questions. Be my guest.
I apologize.
What's the football?
The freshman.
One of the greatest things ever in.
For those of you...
Go ahead,
Peggy.
No, you go ahead.
No.
That's all right.
Well, what about those Italian cypress in your father's garden? Don't they make a lot of trouble? We've had some that are just unusual.
He's a poor person that has to trim them.
Ah.
Let's bring him up to date on the clues, and I guess I should have done this on all the other clues.
Oh, well, we know it. The glasses.
Yeah, that's his hero. That's right.
Famous Hallmark.
And he played the athlete in that wonderful performance he gave years ago in The Freshman, that movie. Good.
And never forget catching a putt. Just as all the balloons went up in the air, and he can't find the football among all the balloons.
That's right.
Was it terrible?
He ran the wrong direction, too.
Everything.
Wasn't he the past grandmaster, isn't he, of the Shriners?
Imperial Potentate, yes.
That's right. They call him the Imperial Potentate. That's probably one of the world's most charitable organizations, the Shriners. Well, Peggy, by golly, so they did it.
Yeah.
You want to ask anything, panel, about Mr. Harold Lloyd?
No, I might add that I broke the news of her coming birth in a magazine story.
Oh, really?
But before your time, you wouldn't remember it, sure.
Everyone's so concerned about the little boy up above. It's a shame he isn't down here.
He's sitting up there. He's very excited about the whole thing.
Does he take after his grandfather?
Yes, he sings the Rheingold song, though. He wants to be a singer, I think.
And with commercial leanings, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, I plugged, didn't I, something?
Very sound, yeah. You'll get a case in the morning.
My slit, so it's all right. Doesn't make any sense at all. Well, Peggy Lloyd, thank you very much. We appreciate your coming down to try to confuse our panel. And to you, we have a $50 savings bond. Our compliments, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for coming to see us. So goes another second generation. Panel, I thank you very much for being so outstanding, so glib, so...
that was the only panel you had.
One of the few I had. I had some others warming up in the panel pen. However, once again, I want to congratulate and thank the very beautiful movie star, Miss Barbara Hale.
Thank you very much.
Night, Mr. Dick Hyland, the very
thank
famous...
You, Jack.
Thank you, Dick. And, of course, Mr. Hans Conrad, you were
welcome. Thank you.
Jack McCoy saying until next week, we'll see you again on Second Generation. Good night.
Came to you from Hollywood, an NBC Radio Network production. This is the NBC Radio Network.